USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is not backing off its proposal for a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
I think the president's commitment is to urgently deliver relief to the American people. And that is what he has conveyed in every meeting he's had or engagement he's had with Democrats and Republicans. And as we just talked about, there's a process that's just in the early stages that's beginning on Capitol Hill to do exactly that.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump on Tuesday denied that their client incited last month's riot at the U.S. Capitol or sought to overturn the election results of the 2020 presidential election. The attorney saying President Trump was merely exercising his First Amendment rights with claims of voter fraud. The president's impeachment trial begins next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The FBI is mourning the loss of two of their own.
The FBI is reporting two of their agents were killed Tuesday morning and three others were wounded while trying to serve a search warrant in a child pornography case. It happened at 6 a.m. Eastern at a barricaded home in Sunrise, Florida, about 10 miles west of Fort Lauderdale. Two of the wounded agents were transported to the hospital and are in stable condition. No details of suspects or names of the fallen officers was given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More details are being released after a shooting that left six people dead, including five children, at a house in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Police say a suspect who lived in the home is now in custody.
It was not random, obviously, because they all did live in this home together, but as far as what all of those relationships look like, we just don't know that yet.
Police officer Lynn Hamlin identifying the suspect as 25-year-old Jaron Pridgen. Officers say he was trying to flee the home when they arrived. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Former President Trump is continuing to prepare for his impeachment trial.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced the team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
February 2nd is Groundhog Day, and of course that means a trip to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to hear from Punxsutawney Phil.
We have all passed through the darkness of night, but now see hope in morning's bright light. But now, when I turn to see, there's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be.
Fans weren't allowed this year due to the pandemic, but Phil's prognostication was read aloud by the Groundhogs Inner Circle Club. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.